This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
G'day there, and welcome to Blues with a Feeling. Fresh from the Easter long weekends, I present to you the merging of a number of inspirations this week. A Woman in Blues feature and a classic live focus all rolled up into one. As I bring you the incredible Marsha Ball live in concert. It was Marsha's birthday a short time ago, March 20. And of course, Australia's biggest and best musical celebration, Blues Fest, was held once again just outside of Byron Bay here in Australia over the weekends. That amazing event was a source of inspiration for me to begin producing this show all the way back in the very early 90s when the festival first began, and this program itself began in my very early days in radio. My love of music, and in particular the blues and other associated styles, skyrocketed while attending those first few festivals. And my ambition to produce this show began to bubble and then overflow as I took in incredible performances by artists that are never from my heart to this very day. And in addition to that, my interest and passion for women and music also began, inspired by a number of very strong women in my life and more than a few blokes that were flying the flag for equality in music at the time. A lot of those conversations were held in and around Bluesfest over the years, and so here we are. Nothing else to it but that, really. In fact, it was at Blues Fest that I first saw Marsha Ball live in concerts, and despite being a little too broken to attend the festival these days, I've been there in spirit all weekend. So this week on Blues with a Feeling, Marsha Ball and her incredible band captured live, showing off everything about Marsha that has seen her become so beloved over her nearly 50 years in the biz, playing Texas and Louisiana dancehall blues, zydeco and boogie. Like a welcome rain of sunshine on a rainy Monday morning, this is Blues with a Feeling.
Good evening. We thank you all for coming tonight. Once again, we're in for a treat. Please make welcome Marsha Ball.
You know you act so high class to everybody you pass. I hope we can get you dancing, because that's what we're here for. A song called The Right Tool for the Job. And if I want to hang a picture, I reach for a hammer and nail. And if I've got to clean a floor, I get out my mop and pail. I don't like to waste my time. I make sure I've got the right tool for the job. The right tool for the job, yeah. Hey. I want a fan that keeps me cool at night. A man, it always loves me right.
This is Tinsley Ellis, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling.
Thank you.
baby. Baby, I won't ask again. Baby, baby. Just give me one kiss to reach. saxophone, y'all. Brad. Red Young on the B3. Pat Boyack on guitar. Pat. Don Bennett on the bass. Don Bennett. Corey Keller on the drums. Newest member of the band, Corey.
Thanks to the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park. On the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Released back in 2005, Marsha Ball's Alligator Records release Live Down the Road was recorded in September of 2004 at the Sierra Nevada Brewery in California for a TV show called Sierra Center Stage that ran for two seasons on PBS, opening with Roy Rogers and the Delta Rhythm Kings. Another show that became a live album and featured on this program over the years, and performances by Guy Clark, Richard Thompson, Sonia Dada, Tommy Emmanuel, Baylor Fleck, and many more. I believe that would make this record the first recorded at the venue to be nominated for a Grammy Award, but I couldn't find any information to confirm or deny that. They're still putting on all sorts of great gigs, so who knows? Of course, Marsha is on fire with her band Everything You Could Want. The great Pat Boyack is there on guitar, the one and only Kaz Kazanov on sax, and Marsha's longest-serving band member Don Bennett on bass are just some of them, and they play Marsha's music just beautifully. Of course, she's still gigging regularly, not night after night, but that's okay for someone who's now in her 70s. That song was That's Enough of That Stuff, and also in that set, Just Kiss Me and the Marsha Ball classic, The Right Tool for the Job. Previous to that, and opening the show this week, Marsha Ball, Big Shots. My Woman in Blues live focus this week is Marsha's 2005 Alligator Records release, Live Down the Road. This is Blues with a Feeling.
One day at a domino game in Austin, Texas, somebody opened up a good old Christian songbook, and written in the margin of one of the songs in an old-fashioned hand in pencil was, "Why in the devil did you want to tell Luella everything you know?"
Thank you.
mouth, Luella. You got big old eyes, too. Big ear.
Thank you. everybody. Tommy Castro here. You're listening to Shaky Sean on Blues with a Feeling.
Well, we want to thank y'all for coming out. We really do appreciate this. I mean, we're going to do La Ti Da. Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3, and... Some people call me party dog. Some people call me La Ti Da. La-di-da, la-di-da. Well, it's a party I'd like to introduce you to my good friend, Angela Straley.
With a feeling.
With the one and only Angela Straley joining her there, this is Marsha Ball live down the road. I love those old dance hall harmonies. Of course, Angela is another of those incredible artists to emerge from the Austin, Texas blues scene and Clifford Antone's Antone's Nightclub. It Hurts to Be in Love. Previous to that, Lati Da, Every Day Will Be Like a Holiday, and Luella. Thanks for joining me again this week, and thanks for liking and following and commenting on the Facebook pages, and for sharing the show with your friends. It'll be 30 years for Blues With a Feeling in June, and I'm thrilled that the ambition that I first entertained back in the late 80s to play the blues on the radio and play whole albums is still a reality for me 3 decades later. It was back in the early years of this program that I first experienced Marsha's wonderful music via her album Let Me Play With Your Poodle, and it's a thrill to be able to share with you this wonderful artist all over again. Thanks to the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland, this is Blues With A Feeling.
I grew up in a town on the state line of Texas and Louisiana. It's not real big, but it was always a lot easier to go party in Louisiana than it was in Texas. And in our part of the country, we just called it going down the road. 1, 2, 3, and... understanding never been enough for you. You better find somebody special, not just a pretty face. No ordinary woman is ever gonna take my place. Who's gonna cook your supper now? Make your bed. Who's gonna tend your business? Keep the trouble away from your head. Who's gonna wake up every morning with a smile and I love you and rock you back to sleep at night and make all your dreams come true?
Jackie Vincent, and you are listening to Sean Vinley on Blues with a Feeling.
Yeah! Thank you! One, two, three, and go! Yeah. Bring some jiggle in a chocolate cake.
has happened down here is the wind have changed. Clouds rolled in from the north and it started to rain. Streets of Evangeline. The river rose all day. The river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. Now the river broke through. Way down in Plaquemine, there was 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Notepad in his hand. Present said, oh, little man, ain't it a shame what the river has done to this poor cracker's lane?
Six feet of water.
away. They're trying to wash us away. Oh, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Deep in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
It was Marsha Ball's version of Randy Newman's classic tale of the devastating floods that hit Louisiana that really turned my head to her music. And it's still, I think, the perfect telling of what happens to people around the world when the clouds roll in and it starts to rain. And before you know it, there's 6 feet of water in the streets. Louisiana, 1927. Taken from my Women Blues Live Focus this week, Marsha Ball live down the road. Of course, there's always at least a meal or two in all of Marsha Ball's shows, and many of them are seafood-based. That's on crawfishing. And in there as well, No Ordinary Woman, and Down the Road. More to come from Marsha. And then, in keeping with this week's Women and Blues special, and particularly Women from Texas, did I mention that? A track from Angela Straley's latest record, and a new song on the show from Sue Foley's new album, One Guitar Woman. This is Blues with a Feeling.
You give me her. thank y'all once again. Thank you all for coming out. This one goes out to you and your little dog, too. Pool and I mean
this is Sue Foley, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling.
Her 2022 release Ace of Blues, that's Angela Straley's version of the Howlin' Wolf classic Howlin' for My Darlin'. Previous to that, the final couple of songs from this week's album feature, Let Me Play With Your Poodle and Count the Days, Marsha Ball live down the road. Righto, as promised, one more song before I go. This one a new track from Sue Foley's sensational new record One Guitar Woman. It's all about women in the blues this week, and while there's nobody in the blues world likely to cut Sue Foley on the guitar, there are few that would have delved as deeply into the world of the blues as Sue either. And so I'll leave you with one more this week. I'll let Sue Foley's own words describe not just what the album is all about, but just how much it means to her to do so and put this out. These are the visionaries whose footsteps I walk in. The women in this album represent some of the historic players who have influenced me and who have been my guides throughout my career. They were massively talented, and they all possessed courage and vision, which transformed both their cultures and the story of the guitar. You've been listening to Blues With a Feeling. Hug them close, my friends, and I'll join you again next week.
The last kind words I heard my daddy say were the last kind words I heard my daddy say. If I die, if I die in some German war, or just send my body to my motherland. If I get killed, I get killed, please don't bury my soul. Just lay me out and let the buzzards eat me
across the deep blue sea.